Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and some of you may be interested in my television show tonight, where we will air a very funny web video about the food you can buy at a Bronx bodega, and we'll talk about the issues that it raises. That's Brian Lehrer Live tonight at 7:30 on CUNY TV, Channel 75, on the New York City cable systems. Now a call in for people who go fishing in New York City. I've seen you under the Throgs Neck Bridge. I've seen you on Ward's Island. I've seen you near the bike path on the Upper West Side. I've seen you by the shores of Red Hook. Now, New Yorkers who fish in the city's waters are often doing it for food, not for sport. And today, City Council is holding a hearing into the health implications of fishing in New York City. We're not sure yet if they're angling to reel that in a bit for the sake of your health. But let's talk now, as we open the phones, to Roland Lewis. He's the president of the Metropolitan Waterfront Alliance, and he will be testifying today before the City Council hearing. And we open up the phones at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for anyone who fishes in the waters of New York City. Do you eat that Triborough Bridge bluefish? What else do you catch? 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692, or do you know anyone who does? Roland Lewis, welcome to WNYC. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
You're welcome. Good morning, Brian.
So why is the City Council holding hearings on this?
Well, it's a critical issue and really core to what we do here at the Metropolitan Waterfront Alliance. We're geared towards a greener and a more accessible harbor. And fishing is as you just mentioned, is a huge part of what goes on, how people use the waters around us. There's Mount Sinai did a study. 20,000 people on any given week eat fish from the New York Harbor, and there's no good study on how many people fish, but I would bet it's well in the hundreds of thousands annually. And not all that fish is healthy to eat. And what I think is key is telling folks, informing folks. It's sort of a triple whammy that some of the dirtiest water and some of the poorest neighborhoods and the neighborhoods where people do not speak English are where the food is getting consumed. So great signage that would give folks the information they need about where to fish that's healthy and where to fish that's not healthy is, I think, one of the bottom line health aspects of that we will be talking about today.
Right. Is it ever healthy? I mean, you know, a lot of people listening right now are just thinking, ooh, fishing in the waters of New York City, gross.
No, it sure is, and as I think it's relatively well known that the water quality of the harbor and the rivers have improved a lot. It's less healthy after a rainfall because of the CSO output, but generally
CSO?
The amount of dioxin and other things have decreased, and we have a much healthier harbor and actually much more filled with fish than has ever happened before. I witnessed the Hudson River Foundation and a few other groups did a live underwater event where they had divers go in and video below Pier 40 the different critters and fish and crabs that are down there, and they are down there. There's a much more active biosphere down there.
Corey in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Corey.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. You fish?
Yeah, I do fish.
Where do you go?
I'm a fly fisherman. I fish in the Adirondacks and in the East River. And the amazing thing is that, you know, whoever is speaking there may not realize this, the health advisories that we have in the Adirondacks are much more severe than the ones that they have for the East River. Hmm. And the reason for that is the primary pollutant that's dangerous is mercury and methyl mercury, and that's airborne. That comes from acid rain, so that a lot of our ponds in the Adirondack are much hotter as far as mercury than the East River is. And in fact, now that the river has gotten cleaned up tremendously, not only is the water much clearer than it ever was, but because of the tidal action that you have and the fact that we have, you know, we've deindustrialized the city, the water is actually a lot cleaner than, you know, many other parts of the state that people think are pristine.
Corey, what do you fish for?
Well, I mean, it's mainly stripers, bluefish, just about anything. And the other thing that you have to remember is that the stripers and bluefish, the blackfish, the weakfish, those are all migratory fish. So that they spend most of their life, you know, anywhere from Maine to the Chesapeake Bay. So that when they're in New York Harbor, they're only here for a relatively short period of time, and they don't get a chance to accumulate all that much in the way of pollution in their flesh.
Now, that would mean there are some very high seasons, right?
Excuse me?
There are some times of the year which would be particularly productive.
Oh, absolutely.
If these are migrating species.
Exactly, and we're coming up. I mean, the stripers and the blues and the false albacore are hitting really, really hard out in Montauk, and they'll be moving towards the city as they move south, you know, as the water cools down. But, you know, I think that, you know, I've seen some really nice bluefish and stripers caught in the East River, and those fish have probably not been there very long. And most of there is more severe pollution in the Hudson, and that's PCBs, but that's all coming from north of Albany.
Interesting. Corey, thank you so much for your call. Do you disagree with anything that he said, or do you know to disagree, Roland?
Yeah, no, don't disagree. What I would add, though, is that it's variable. There some parts of the our waterways, the currents flow in and out. Other parts are very, very sedentary, and where it's sedentary, the dioxins and PCBs that get there stay there, and the fish that get there get a higher dosage of the contaminant. So that's why signage is probably a critical thing, that to know those hot spots and to warn folks where to go and where not to go. There are wonderful places to fish along the waterways that you can get clean fish.
And my guest on WNYC is Roland Lewis, president of the Metropolitan Waterfront Alliance. He'll be testifying before City Council today, which is holding a hearing on the health implications of fishing in New York City. And we have a call in going also for people who fish in the waters of the five boroughs, 212-433-9692. Do people sometimes wind up unknowingly buying fish that was caught in New York City and bringing it home? You know, there was an article in the Times this summer about people who sell local catches on the streets of Chinatown.
I read that as well. That's about what I know about that. I think that probably does go on. Again, you know, it's a bad part of what is a remarkably good story, in that the fish are back, and they're plentiful, and
that's hardly to say that most of what you find, and there's so much actually good, fresh, very inexpensive fish to find in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess some of these folks sell their wares right on the street. And the article says, for example, one vendor standing over several piles of chalky clams said in Cantonese that he had taken his haul from the river. When pressed to name which one, he stared into the distance. A river's a river. What difference does it make?
Well, it does make a difference. And getting to that river, I think, is another point that we'll be making to the council today. Try and find a fishing boat to get on and go fishing on Manhattan Island. You won't, and you can't. There is an extreme. There are, as I said, to your producer earlier, but I'll say it to you right now.
Uh-huh.
There's Jersey has about one fishing pier for every 25,000 residents. New York has one for every 100,000 residents, and there's also just no boats that can get to land to take people out to go fishing on this great island we live and work on,
mm-hmm.
and in many parts of New York, we need more places for boats, to fishing boats, and there certainly is a market for it. But the city has to make a little capital investment to grow this important part of New York tourism and recreational industry.
Joe in Madison, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Brian. Great show.
Thank you.
As a kid, I grew up over in Brooklyn and Queens, and I used to go out to Howard Beach and fish out there, especially during the right time of year when the snappers were in and the small bluefish. And back then, people ate a lot of the fish that I used to catch or bring home. Now I notice when I go out for my yearly trips there from Jersey, they're not eating it. People are catching fish and releasing more now. They seem to be more aware. But I will agree with that first caller. The bluefish and striped bass in the area are mostly migratory. And they say that the levels of mercury are low and the time in the river. But
uh-huh.
again, sometimes when I've been out to Howard Beach in recent years and Broad Channel out in that area where I fish for those snappers, the water is not clean out there anymore. It was cleaner when I was a kid.
Interesting. What do you think, Roland? And isn't that what City Council is holding the hearing for today, to kind of figure out guidelines to recommend to people how much you should or shouldn't eat?
Exactly. And they should be uniform. I was talking about New Jersey and vis-a-vis New York. It's the same body of water, the same estuary system. They have very different guidelines about what shouldn't be eaten.
And isn't City Council considering a guideline like once a month or never if you're of childbearing age and you're a woman?
That is correct. And there will be hopefully legislation, commonsensical legislation, but legislation that comes out of this that will give...
Right. So are we sending some mixed messages to our listeners here? Because you're talking about how there's a lot of safe fish to eat in New York. We heard from Corey, who said it's safer in some respects, at least with respect to mercury, than in the Adirondacks. But City Council is looking at guidelines like never for women who might get pregnant and once a month for other people.
Well, I think it's an open question about what the City Council... I mean, they're looking to do guidelines, probably make them in accord with neighboring cities and states that have similar water, mm-hmm. Connecticut and New Jersey, and also make it simpler to understand. There's sort of as I said before, there's a movement afoot. People do use it to the waters to get fish to eat.
Right. I mean, it looks to me like people are doing it out of economic necessity. There, not so many people like Joe doing it for sport and throwing it back.
Right. And so I think what would be the minimum to do would be to get the signs in the local languages, that whether it be Russian or Spanish or Chinese, where they're doing it, so they know not to go to the hot spots where there right. is more contaminant.
Amy in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Hi. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you fish?
My husband does. He actually goes on a fishing boat out of Brooklyn. He works in Midtown, so it's easier for him to get to Brooklyn after work and go fishing. And he usually catches striped bass. They usually go out like underneath the Verrazano Bridge.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just wondering if it's safe, if it's, we eat it. He does it for sport. He grew up as a kid. He went fishing with his father. His father had a boat, and they went way out. So he just likes to do it.
Well, let's see. I'm looking at posting on Curbed today, the real estate blog, and it says, there's good news and bad news to report about the Gowanus Canal.
Yeah, well.
The bad news, the canal has gonorrhea.
Oh,
the good
God.
News, it no longer has typhoid and virulent cholera. So, Roland, I don't know if you want to comment on that. Maybe the water she's talking about under the Verrazano are different from the Gowanus.
I think you and your family are probably in pretty good shape. Those boats go out relatively far, and the fish they catch, I think, are not subject to those interesting pollutants that you're talking about in the Gowanus. Again, as humorous and interesting as that report is from the Gowanus, the bottom line story of the Gowanus is that it's a much, much cleaner body of water. People recreate on it. There's a wonderful kayak club, the Gowanus Dredgers, that uses that body of water consistently. I wouldn't necessarily fish in it, though.
I think we must have a problem of estuary promiscuity in our waterways. Tracy in Brooklyn, you have our last 10 seconds here. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking
good.
My call.
Good. You fish?
Yes, we fish in, the ocean out by Jamaica Bay and, Sandy Hook.
What do you catch and do you eat it?
No, we don't eat it. We throw it back. We fish with the kids, so striped bass, bluefish, mm-hmm. Those kind of, the big fish, the fun fish.
You're concerned about the health, though, huh?
No, we just throw them back. The kids like to do it. Sea robins, those are fun to catch. You wouldn't eat
Tracy,
them.
Thanks a lot. Roland Lewis, president of the Metropolitan Waterfront Alliance. We'll see what the City Council hearing produces. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Brian.